Nations SI number 76 amendment to escalate mid energy crisis. And in global news, hundreds of protests in Mogadishu against Trump's reference to Somali immigrants as garbage. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FMA News. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga has emphasized the need for cement manufacturing companies in Zambia to prioritize meeting local demand amid the ongoing shortage. Speaking during a meeting with representatives of the cement manufacturing companies in Zambia, Mr. Mulenga says increased mining activities, expansion of road networks have increased the demand for cement, noting with concern the scarcity of the commodity on the local market. He says, though it is commendable that the cement manufacturing companies in Zambia have penetrated the global market, exports should not come at the expenses of scarcity of the commodity on the domestic market.
There is a high demand of your cement coming in from the communities in the neighborhood, in the region. So we've seen there is a lot of export of cement. There is a lot of export in the use of cement in the mining industry and everywhere else. And we are happy to see that. But you must understand that, number one, governments exist first to serve the local public, the citizens. So it begins to be a worrisome situation where we see that the product that is leaving our country, the product that is being used in the mining industry, is not available on the shelves of the domestic users like you and I. And if it is available, the price is skyrocketing because of demand for export, because of demand in the mining industry.
And responding to the concerns raised by the minister, Dangote Cement Sales and Marketing Manager Cassandra Mohone assured that the company will work on addressing not only the shortage, but also reducing price for the commodity on the local market.
The commitment that we are giving is we are going to work extremely hard to ensure that not only do we alleviate the current and seemingly passing cement shortage, to ensure that the price that a simple Zambian can buy cement at a retail outlet comes down to what we have discussed, as well as both in the short term and long term, to improve our capacity to navigate challenges much more efficiently, in the room to engage more frequently with ZESCO in navigating the power challenges that we are being faced.
Meanwhile, Chilanga Cement Head of Sales Mwenyan Sakirwa noted that cement shortage on the local market is due to a massive increase in demand on both the local and export markets, but assured that the company's priority is meeting local demand.
I would like to say that regarding the shortages surrounding cement in the market, this has been largely caused by the demand in the market. You know, for the first time in a long time, we have seen a lot of demand for cement around this period. I think there are a lot of projects that the government has offloaded on the market, as well as demand that is coming from the export customers. I would like to assure you that our priority market is domestic, and we are doing everything in our power to ensure that the cement is available in the outlets out there for all the consumers to find.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, has expressed concern over an amendment introduced under Regulation 3 of Statutory Instrument Number 76 of 2025, warning that it will continue to drive up production costs at a time when the country is grappling with an energy crisis. ZAM President Muhammad Omar says that the amendment, which now limits the suspension of duty to only 50% of the applicable customs tariff rate for manufacturing inputs used in locally produced goods, comes at a time when many manufacturers rely heavily on imported inputs due to technical and capacity gaps in domestic supply chains. Mr. Omar notes that the previous duty suspension regime provided much needed relief, enabling manufacturers to remain competitive, sustain operations, and gradually scale up local production. He warns that the production of the reduction of this suspension threatens to erode those gains precisely when the sector was beginning to stabilize and contribute more sustainably to import substitutes. substitution and industrial growth. Mr. Omar has stressed that the increased cost of imported inputs will directly elevate production expenses, undermining the competitiveness of locally manufactured goods against imported alternatives that may benefit from more favorable duty structures abroad.
The amendment to SI 110 is a major concern for the manufacturing sector. Our industry has just started to gain real momentum with contribution to GDP of 9.4%, the highest since 1990. A big part of this progress came from this SI 110 that exempted import duties on manufacturing inputs that are not available locally. By reducing this import duty suspension from 100% to 50%, it will immediately increase production costs for our manufacturers, especially because a lot of the inputs are not available locally. This change comes at a time when the sector is already dealing with high energy costs, issues of load shedding and operational pressures.
The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has noted with deep concern the continued rise in road accidents involving long-distance buses in recent months. Association Chairman Aaron Kamuti bemoans that these accidents are not only tragic but alarming given the number of commuters who rely on public transport daily. Mr. Kamuti has emphasized that the loss of lives and injuries recorded on highways call for urgent action from all responsible authorities. He has urged the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, and all relevant stakeholders to urgently investigate the root causes of these accidents, stressing that key contributing factors among them, lack of driver experience and training, excessive speeding, poor road signage, must be addressed. Mr. Kamuti has also noted growing concerns about fatigue among drivers, weak enforcement of safety regulations, and the pressure placed on drivers to meet unrealistic arrival times.
CRAZ calls for enhanced road patrols, strict adherence to speed limits, moderate and regular vehicle inspection, improved road signage, and continuous training and certification of public service drivers. We further urge bus operators to prioritize passenger safety over profit. Commuters deserve safe and reliable and dignified transportation.
The Zambia Police Service has launched investigations into the suspected murder of a two-year-old boy in Chibowo area of Serenge District, Central Province. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi confirmed the development, stating that officers received the report yesterday around 09 hours from the child's mother, Evelyn Kundachibuye, age 30, who reported that her son, Robert Ntembwa, had been found dead under unclear circumstances. Mr. Chilabi says the incident is believed to have occurred between November 4, 2025 at 07 hours and November 5, 2025 at 06 hours. He says preliminary investigations indicate that the child, who had a physical condition that made him unable to walk, was left in the care of his five-year-old sister while the mother went to her maize field. Mr. Chilabi says upon her return, she could not locate the child, leading to an immediate search. He says the child was discovered dead the following morning on the bank of a nearby stream.
He was found dead the following morning on the bank of a nearby stream. Police visited the scene and found the body with multiple facial bruises and visible bleeding from both eyes. The body has since been deposited at Serenge District Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem. Investigations are ongoing. The Zambia Police Service is appealing to members of the public with relevant information to come forward and assist in bringing the perpetrators to justice.
Gwembe District has identified 8 hectares of land for the establishment of the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative. This follows a directive by the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development for all local authorities to secure suitable land for the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative project. Speaking during this site visit to the same land, Gwembe Town Council Chairperson Colette Ndlovu said that the project will help stabilize the power